All right, welcome to this week's episode of Ross's Rants. I'm Ross, and I have my special guest with me, TJ.
What's up?
This week we're going to just talk about anything between music to video games, TV shows, whatever we feel like talking about, mainly making fun of our last episode that we tried to post. It was an epic failure.
God awful.
Yeah, so let's start it off with the introduction of yourself.
TJ, let's see, never know what to say to these things, so I'm just TJ, that's it.
I mean, there's more to it, but...
Of course.
well, this is actually our first episode, actual official episode. My name is Ross, served in the Marine Corps for 4 years, was infantry, the only MOS that fucking matters. Did two tours, did a humanitarian tour also. Pretty much I just floated around in water and wish I'd fucking died because of the boredom.
That's one thing they never tell you about in the military. You're going to be bored so fucking much.
And it also gets worse when you go on the floating around the water. Was you there with us?
No, thankfully not. Thankfully not.
So floating around on the water when I was in Cuba... We were floating around because half of the platoon went to Belize. So I had enough protein. I bought two batches of protein for the time period for the boat. Like, I didn't use it at all. And I found out one of my sergeants was actually stealing the protein from me. I don't know. Sergeant Barmarama, if you're out
Balderrama?
There.
That yeah. fucking asshole? I remember.
Yeah. If you listen to this, just want to let you know, you owe me like $60.
Douche.
So, you know, I was floating around. I ran out of protein, and there was no stops at ports. So I floated around, didn't have protein, and I was trying to steal MRAPs or mid-raps. If you haven't been in the military and anybody doesn't know about it, it's that late meal between 1 and 2 a.m. It's supposed to be dinner time for the people that are working on the engines or working the third shift. Yeah. So... floated around for a little bit, lost my fucking mind, had a couple Navy people telling me to cut my hair because my hair got longer than...
The fucking Navy told you to cut your hair?
Yeah, the Navy people told me to cut my hair. That was the only accomplishment I had.
Fuck yes.
And trying to find the black book at the time. Now, of course, I'm married now, so, if she listens to this, this is before you. I was trying to find the black book. Apparently, there was this black book on the... where. They were pimping these women out. So I was trying to find out who had it and which woman was available. Because there were certain women that were available. And come on, man. It's like 3 months out in the fucking water.
Yeah. So, it's all consenting, though. It's not like they keep these women in a fucking
cage.
Yeah,
it's consenting because they get Gucci bags and all this other shit. And I guess, like, you know, it's probably not politically correct to say this considering the whole hashtag MeToo thing. But skipping forward on that... TJ was actually in our unit when we came back. We ended up going to Afghanistan together. I ended up leaving early because I got injured overseas.
Motherfucker got blown up.
Yeah, that shit happens. So I ended up getting out, traveled around a little bit, went to be a quality inspector, worked at the shipyard, did out in the oil field. Got tired of that, and I'm back in the security. I work at the National Guard in North Carolina. I do security for them. Other than that, on my free time, I just pretty much bullshit and talk shit to people on the internet. There's really nothing else to say about that, about myself.
My story is basically the same thing. Friggin' 4 years, two deployments. First one, combat. Second one, bullshit. Nothing like being a glorified security guard in a shithole. Fucking love that. Oh, you get to see Afghanis walking around with AKs, and you can't shoot them this time. Fuck! But, after I got done with that, decided to get out. Was planning on going to college, but realized I am not a student. No, I would still sleep through the classes, so now I'm just working towards my ultimate goal of ruling the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and TJ met, I'd probably say, 6 months before we left for Afghanistan?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
You were a senior, so it wasn't like we were like, hey, besties.
Yeah, no, he was actually probably one of our bootstraps that we got, because there was like, what, 6 or 7 of you guys that came in.
Yeah, me, Trent, and Kelly.
Kelly. Oh, yeah, he's still in the Marine Corps, I guess. I don't know.
If y'all ever know Kelly, John Kelly, tell him to go fuck himself. Still hate that guy.
Yeah, everybody hates that guy. He was just that one guy in most of our unit. You know, so we met. I don't think me and you started really hanging out until, like, after you guys got back from Afghan.
Yeah. It was basically when I essentially moved up to Virginia and we started hanging out.
Yeah, yeah. We ended up somehow linking up in the same area in Virginia. I don't know if you guys know about Hampton Roads or anybody that knows anything about Hampton Roads. He ends up working out here. I guess his girlfriend went to school out here.
Yep.
I ended up working out here again for the second time because me and my wife, we moved back. And now we live in Raleigh, which is not a really bad area. It's a pretty decent town. It's a very tech town. It's a very confused town because most of them try to, like, it's, I wouldn't say it's a political town, but they're trying, some of them are trying to be hippies, and then they, it's like an, it's like an Asheville meeting in, like, a southern rural town that has, like, farmers and, you know, it's a very confusing town. Like, it's
hipsters in overalls.
Yeah, pretty much. I would say it's more like, kind of like America, man. It's a giant melting pot. Like, there's so many different personalities. Because, you know, the tech side in the triangle, the research triangle or triangle research, whatever, the tech side of that town is, you know, it's most of, like, I hate to say it, but, you know, it's mostly Indians and fucking Muslims and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, on the rural side, it's all, like, the backwoods, good old boy fucking hillbillies. Yeah. Yeah, like the Dukes of Hazzard. Like, there's a person that lives in my town that actually has a fucking GTO with the fucking General Lee.
A GTO?
I don't know. I'm retarded with cars. I'm pretty sure I probably lost my man card on that. But
that's my dream car. It's okay.
No.
Not the General Lee shit. I don't need that.
So last time we tried to do a podcast and we were doing it, where I was driving back home from Ohio, and we ended up just having a one-sided conversation. I actually put it on there because I'm not going to hold back on the how we feel or our mistakes, because if we only show us being perfect all the time, then that's just one-sided.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than that...
essentially, you got to see Ross talking to his inner self.
Yeah.
Just responding randomly. It sounded like a little tinny background where you can kind of hear my voice as I'm out of breath working. And then all of a sudden, he posted up. I'm like, all right, let me see the quality of this. I can't hear myself at all. What the fuck?
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. It was pretty shitty. I mean, it was a great time for the hour and a half. Drive that I was driving from Ohio back to North Carolina, which I have to say that West Virginia, fuck that state.
Yeah,
like,
no,
overall,
seriously.
Like, seriously, fuck that state. No offense to people from West Virginia, but no,
your fucking, your roads, your goddamn back roads.
Oh, yeah.
Like, your mountains, fuck that.
No matter what, you lose service in West Virginia.
Oh, yes.
Like, you can be on, like, backwood flat roads in Ohio, and you would never lose service. But as soon as you hit West Virginia, it's like, no matter what, because of the mountains and everything, I get the whole terrain bullshit. You lose service, which is like, well, whatever. But, yeah, TJ, so, yeah, what have you been doing other than sitting around pissing people off?
Well, apparently I'm really good at that, Well, working, writing off and on. I said rule the world, but it's actually rule the world in a book. Other than that, in the book, Ross is one of the characters, so I'm about 3/4 of the way through with that. I'll talk about that in future, but
Yeah, I mean, as far as what I read, what you wrote, it was really good. He's a lot better writer than me. I've wrote a few blogs that you can probably search the internet and find them. They're fucking terrible because I wrote them when I was intoxicated. Kind of like our actual first podcast, I was completely fucking hammered. Like I said, I'd just rather keep my mistakes out because if I'm not going to be transparent, or I guess, I don't know, in a way I would be transparent.
Yeah, but, you would be transparent. You're not going to be shielding everybody.
Yeah, I don't feel that it's necessary for me to just be completely one-sided. Mainly because, like, if you just show, like, you're just your opinion, even if people agree with you or not, like, I'm hoping that the next podcast I can actually have one of my friends that me and him, we debate and argue and everything else under the sun, but we also disagree, but we can agree at the same time. I'm hoping to have, like, you know, other people that can have different opinions. Just because I feel like in society that when people have different opinions, we get to the point where, like, if you see what's going on and trending in the media and everything else, is that people just want to fight somebody now. Like, they don't even, there's no more like, well, why you feel that way? Like, if I like, let's say if me and you have different views about, like, what beer we drink or what music we like. Yeah. Like, I may joke around and say you're fucking, that's blasphemy, but
yeah, Justin Bieber sucks, clearly.
Oh, well, yeah, but, you know, don't fuck with Katy Perry. Like, let's be honest.
She's a whore.
She really is. She's some fucking nut job now. Like, Hollywood's affected her brain.
A little tangent, but you hear about the whole, it's probably old now, but the scandal of her wearing corn rolls,
yeah,
and then having to go on that fucking show and apologize to people.
Yeah, that's,
it's like, are you fucking kidding me? She's wearing corn rolls. The melting pot is supposed to be so everybody can fucking come together.
Well,
like,
that's,
give their shit
that,
up.
That was the thing, like, when they were talking about it, like, there was actual people that was just like, well, I don't really care because it doesn't bother me, exactly. Because it's actually a melting pot. And, like, you know, well, they changed it to, it went from being a melting pot to a tossed salad. And for some reason, that's what I was taught in school, but the whole time, like, now I'm growing up, I'm like, it's a tossed salad. That's a terrible reference.
It's a perfect reference. Yeah, somebody's always trying to eat your asshole.
it was kind of like one of those, like, remember when we used to call you guys boots, when you guys, and they were like, hey, you can't call them boots anymore. And no, they're like, you got to call them junior enlisted warriors. And I was like, so you call them Jews? Like, so the whole time, like, in my mind, I was just like, okay, let's just embrace some fucking racism, I guess, on this. I don't know. Like,
there is no conversation in the world. It's everybody trying to get their point out. It's everybody's trying to stroke themselves and, like, oh, I'm self-righteous. It doesn't matter what side you're on. You're just stroking off until you fucking bust your nut and cry on the internet. But yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm narcissistic as fuck sometimes.
Same.
But, I mean, at the same time, I understand that, like, there's certain things that we can't control in life, and I get that. And, like, I don't really want to go down and, like, keep going down this road or being politically about it, because I think there's enough politics in the world, like, even in the sports world, because you can ask TJ, I probably watch a shitload of sports, and I enjoy
it. And I don't watch sports at all, honestly.
And, like, you know, I'll enjoy it, I'll watch a game and stuff, but I've kind of gotten to the point where I just watch a game on mute, because I don't care about your political views or anybody else. Well, it's kind of what it was like. I was telling Melissa, my wife, that we were talking about this earlier, is that, like, I feel with the whole Trump situation is no matter what he does, even if he was like, I'm going to do the good thing and I'm going to give puppies to everybody, like, who doesn't like puppies? And there's going to be that one asshole that's just like, fuck Trump, because I hate puppies.
Or he gave out puppies, but they didn't get their rabies vaccination. Now everybody has to pay for rabies vaccination. There's no more rabies vaccinations anymore. It's his fault.
Yeah, it's stupid because, like, no matter what Trump does, like, I posted a meme on Instagram about it. Was the whole, like, CNN's breaking news was that Trump ripped off his tag off of his mattress in one of his hotels. So, like, you know, that's pretty much, like, how the media is just portraying Trump. And, like, I'm not saying I support Trump, and I don't disagree with Trump, because, like, I'm looking at it like what we said the last time that everybody's only heard my one-sided opinion, is that we're on the fucking airplane flying, and he's the fucking captain of the plane. So I can't really say, hey, dude, you fucking suck. You should probably, like, you know, keep
crash this plane.
Yeah, you should keep crash this plane when there's 300 million Americans on this motherfucker. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, the way the society is going is that nobody can have a decent conversation with somebody. Like, so this is the approach of this podcast is, you know, maybe have a few rants about shit that doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, The Walking Dead, how terrible that show is.
Fear the Walking Dead, which is even worse. Like, Jesus.
I haven't watched it yet. Like, I watch a lot of shows on Hulu. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I sit on the Hulu, and I'll watch, like, I've been watching this new show called Ghost. It's a comedy. And
Ghosted.
Yeah, I watched that.
I want to check that out.
It's cheesy, but it's kind of funny. But like not to keep bouncing back and forth. Me and him both have ADD.
So yes. Mine. Bear with us, people.
But it's just that nobody has a decent conversation anymore, and so that's what I want to reach out on this podcast is just like not try to change people's minds. You have your own opinion. I have mine. You have yours. It's also our American right to express your own opinion. It's your First Amendment right, just as like it's our Second Amendment right to bear arms, which me and TJ both bear arms, and I'm proud to have my guns, and
same.
I don't care what anybody says about them. They don't kill people because they're a tool.
Exactly.
They kill bad people, but...
Oh, yeah.
If you feel like coming to my house and trying to break in, that's on you, but that's a different story.
Yeah, by the way, if you break into my house, I will blame the handgun or the shotgun. I'm not going to take the blame. Like, you know, it floated out there and shot him. Right? I mean,
yeah.
I was still asleep, and I heard the gunshots. My guns kill people, and I don't. Sorry, some random fucking faggot popped up on her on my Xbox.
Yeah.
Hey, and by the way, this is not going to be completely PC. I do, like, we do say fucked up stuff. If I have to explain myself that when I say some faggot popped up on my Xbox and say, no, I'm not talking about homosexual people, then
I don't know. He is questionable.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure he's got a sex robot that he's got. Like one of those little soundboards he punches
in. Dude, honestly, if I knew about sex robots in the Marine Corps, I would totally add one.
Fuck yes!
And, dude, I would only tuck it with me on deployments. Because you know why? I wouldn't even use it. I'd pimp that bitch out.
Goddamn right. You can
sex robots don't have rights. So no. It doesn't fucking matter.
It'd be like that Blue Mountain State where they all got syphilis from the fucking...
Yeah. I've never seen that show, but I need to.
God damn it, you need to watch it.
I know,
no,
I know.
That is
I know. But back to the show. So I've been watching season 7. I got to finish it. So I'll probably finish it on the drive up. Probably watch the season 8
of
on
Walking
Hulu.
Dead.
Hulu is actually a really great app when you get rid of the commercials.
Yes, but you actually have to pay a little.
Yeah, but we got the month free because Melissa signed up for it. So we got a month free. But the thing is that about The Walking Dead that I find really stupid is that Rick is a mindless fucking drone. Like, in my opinion, I would stop following him a while ago because he's gotten everybody fucking killed. I'm surprised anybody keeps listening to him because he's just like, whoa, you know, this is what we're going to do. And it's just like, no, dude. When he killed Negan's guys, I was just like, that's going to bite you in the ass. I knew that.
Yeah.
When he just started telling, like, these civilized people, like, first of all, you got to think, Alexandria didn't even get noticed until they came there.
Oh, wait. Hey, spoiler alert, by the way. If y'all are way behind on Walking Dead, sucks for you. Just mind with it.
Yeah, don't pay attention to us because, like, I mean, it's going to end up being Rick's going to lose his hand anyways. That's
the
part.
He should have lost his hand a while
ago. He should have actually lost his hand when Negan held him and Carl down.
No, even before that, when he was in the prison, he was supposed to beat somebody's fucking ass so bad that he broke his hand and it got infected and they had to cut it off, in the comics at least.
Yeah, so, I mean, most of the stuff is it's a loose story base. No, it's a loose story base, and that it's, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of one of those, like, I just feel like, I just really fucking hate Rick. And, like, the more I watch it, the more that I really like Negan. Like, I'm not going to lie. I really enjoy Negan. I think, like, in the time period that... If there is a zombie apocalypse or a fall of civilizations, that you need somebody like Negan to be in charge of certain people. Negan, whatever. I don't give a fuck. It's pronounced Reagan, so if you take out the R and put an N, it's Negan.
Ah!
Ooh!
Ah, maybe that's some sort of fucking...
Now, so I mean, I like him. I think he's what the world needs. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say he's the worst human being ever. I mean, yeah, he probably is, but I find
the thing that I found with Negan is he does what's necessary. He's got an order. He's got a system. Yeah, it's biased, but at the same time, it's how sometimes things need to be worked.
Well, it's not only that. It's that, like, I don't know, man. Like, this last season, like, I haven't finished it yet. I'm going to finish it. And I keep a couple people just telling me about it at work. And there's a couple guys that I work with. We watch a lot of shows. Like, I mainly watch shows on Netflix, Hulu, or any kind of other channel. It's just to kill time.
Yeah, check out Amazon Prime. They got some old
shows. My God, dude. Have you seen the Jack Ryan TV series they're coming out with?
Not yet.
Oh, my God.
Is that guy from Office?
Yes.
Yes, I saw a picture of it. I'm
dude,
like,
you have to. It's coming out in January. I'm a huge Tom Clancy fan. Always have been. Always will be. I hated the fucking Division. The game sucked dick because they ruined it.
Dude, fucking $100 down the drain. They can suck a dick.
And they're still trying to keep people into
I got trust issues with Xbox and any fucking video games now because of that goddamn game.
Okay. No, it was... Dude, I think the thing that pissed me off more is that they kept expanding the Dark Zone. Like, not really expanding it out. They kept They want everybody to keep going to the Dark Zone. They're like, go to the Dark Zone. Go to the Dark Zone. And I was just like, why don't you just expand the game? Because the storyline was actually pretty good. It was a 9-hour storyline for a multiplayer game, which really wasn't a bad storyline. I know most of the MMOs storylines are 30 to 40 hours long.
Yeah.
But you got to think
then there's 100 of them, like different freaking storylines.
Yeah, but they were also trying to gear it more towards a PvP, to be 100% honest about it. And then Ghost Recon... I still play that. I played a Ghost Wars recently. I'm going to be honest with you. That's pretty legit. Like, it's not like what you think about, like, how, like, in the Dark Zone, it's like, oh, there's a guy. We can attack him or not. This is more like you got two teams of four. You have different skills and different styles of player versus each other, and the map is huge. So, it's like the best, like, you know how difficult it is to shoot and everything on that game.
Like, you actually, like, oh, here, your sniper round will actually start dropping 300 feet. What the fuck?
Yeah, so it's like, it's a more in-depth, like, PvP. Like, Sunday night we should probably get on and play it.
I'm down.
I'm telling you, man, I really love Ghost Recon just because, like, I've always been into that whole operative, like, go fuck up some third
operator.
World. Yeah, go fuck up some third world country. But other than that, like, that's really what I've been playing. I mean, I play a sports game, the NBA Live. I know it's not 2K and whatever, fuck 2K, but,
he's got a rant for that by itself.
Yeah, like...
But we'll get into that later if we do.
No, but I've been watching a lot of, Walking Dead. And then I kind of go on and off, and I stop for a little bit because I just got so tired of... the same old repetitive storyline. And to me, it's mindless entertainment. Then I started watching Lethal Weapon, the TV series, not the movies. The TV series. And I've seen all the movies. But I really like the TV series. But the problem is it's Fox. And what I hate about Fox TV shows is that they build them to, like, if you don't get 10 out of 10 on ratings, then fuck you, we need to get rid of this show completely. Yeah.
I don't know. I watched a good portion of the first season of Lethal Weapon. Yeah, the first few episodes, like, this is actually pretty good. They got somebody that plays a decent portrayal of Mel Gibson's character.
Riggs.
And then it slowly got to the point where it's like, you can only play that character for so fucking long. Like, then you need character development. It's like, okay, he's a broken man. His wife died. We get it. He's fucked up. And he did good so far. And then all of a sudden, it kind of slowly stretches out. And it's like, where's this going? Okay, he's sitting out on the roof now. Maybe he's suicidal. I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of hard to say. Because, like, in season two, they started with that. And then they went away from it.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know if you've seen the whole season one. Going to spoiler. Season one, he actually meets up with the person that kills his wife. And so season two is the start of that. And then, you know, whatever happens. I'm not going to give details away on this because it's actually a pretty relevant show. Like, Walking Dead is based off of books. This, I know they're trying to follow Lethal Weapon storyline, but they're doing their own thing. Because that eventually, at some point, you have to do your own thing.
Yeah. I mean, when you... I mean, that's the thing when it comes to these TV shows. I'm in the firm belief that a lot of them should only be one season. Not because they're bad shows, but... I think a story can get
like a miniseries.
Yeah, like a miniseries, essentially. Like, but I mean, you can have what is it? Some TV shows have 24 freaking episodes in a series, but if you can have one straight series, like The Walking Dead, it's a big fucking book. But you can have one season where it's got a good amount of shit in it that actually stays faithful to the books, but goes on its own, and then start up a different story of your own. I don't know, but. I keep seeing this where Walking Dead. It's like you can only go so far with Walking Dead. Zombies, 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 zombies. Okay, they're walking. Zombies. They're in a prison. Zombies. Yeah, I love zombie movies. Don't get me wrong. I've been watching freaking horror movies since I was a kid. Like since I was 3 years old or something.
Right.
But it's just getting dry. Like, when you get Negan out there, now it's torture porn, which I like torture porn. Don't get me wrong. I think it's fun. When you line people up and it's the whole who's going to get their head smashed in, I was fucking, like, drooling because that shit was my type of shit. But, I mean, yeah. I just got a sick sense of entertainment.
No, it's just, like you said, it's just mindless entertainment because there's it's kind of like a fucking zombie version of Lost.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I never really watched the series Lost, like, never really got into it. Like, when everybody was just like, oh my god, you gotta watch Lost, I was just like, oh, okay, that's cool, man. I moved on to other things, like, you know, Entourage came out, because Entourage during that time period was a really good show.
I only watched Entourage on deployment with Momo.
Okay.
Our boy Momo that we served with, we would chill out in his tent. Only black guy in the squad... And he personally chose to sleep behind the big ass tent in his own tent. So that was his choice. There was no racism in there. He was like, let's get away from those white people. They're fucking crazy.
And no, he's a pretty cool dude. I think he's in DC doing like acting or something for like some small low budget films or some shit.
I don't know. I rarely see him on Facebook.
You know, he has a twin.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Here's the real twist.
Momo and JoJo?
Yeah, probably. Oh, God. JoJo is actually the evil twin. Like, that would be a pretty funny story. the problem is, like I said, with Fox is that, like, they don't keep shows. Like, right now they're fucking with Lucifer. And Lucifer has been...
Actually a pretty fucking good show. It's nothing like the comic, though.
It's loosely follows somewhat, but I wouldn't say it is. I've never read the comics, don't get me wrong.
I have one comic in there, and it is nothing...
I don't know. I've just read off of what reviews said.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's comic book reviews are actually stating that it's loosely. And, I mean, I wish Lucifer actually did the... I mean, if it's supposed to be darker, because I know it's supposed to follow the Constantine comic, in which, first of all, the Constantine TV series, they should have never got rid of it. But NBC is also like Fox, and if you don't get 10 out of 10 on reviews, and they put it on Friday nights.
Nobody watches TV Friday nights.
I'm not gonna go out to the bar and be like, oh, TJ, hold on, it's 9 o'clock, I gotta go home, bro. Like, and you're gonna be like, what the fuck are you going home at 9 o'clock? And I'm gonna be like, oh, I gotta watch fucking Lucifer or Constantine. Yeah, like, I gotta go home, man. Cause like, you know, everybody that goes out on Friday, it's the weekend, you wanna cut loose and you wanna get away from your work problems or your life problems and you wanna drink beers or liquor.
Lots of beers.
Yeah, you want to get fucking... We used to drink, what, every Friday?
Almost every day, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're talking about when... afterwards, it would be Friday.
Pretty much every weekend, yeah. We went to Haas's every weekend. It's a local bar up here if you guys never...
Great place.
If you ever come to this area, find Haas's Deli. You got to come there on Wednesday, though. Because does he still do the half off on the seafood?
Have you ever been there?
Oh my god!
I haven't been there in a while. It's been probably about a year.
Dude, we went. It was when it snowed up here 2 years, 3 years ago. That was 3 years ago.
Jesus.
when it snowed, so it snowed up in this area, which is uncommon. And we went one Wednesday because we walked from the house. And me and my wife, we walked there, and it was half off. I finally had one Wednesday off because it closed down the fucking... Because I worked nights when I was in security.
Yeah, that's right.
And they finally closed down the fucking military warehouse that's based out of here. So they finally closed it down, and I'm like, let's go get some hostas. Because I've been wanting this seafood fucking thing. It's a half a pound of shrimp and a half a pound of crab legs for half the price.
God damn.
And it was, I mean, the shrimp was pretty generic, but it was still fucking decent.
Don't they
seafood.
Put like a.
It was like $15.
Old Bay on the.
Yeah.
They use Old Bay a lot.
It was like.
Good stuff though.
It was like $15 for it. Can't and like, you got your fucking tanker glasses, like your 32 ounce fucking beer glasses. Dude, speaking of that shit, did I ever tell you that, like, I was drinking, you know, Green Flash, the IPA?
No.
Okay, so there's a Green Flash IPA, and I think it's like 9% or some shit.
Whew.
I got tankers of that shit before the wedding. So that tells you when I got fucking blacked out drunk at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Had plenty of nights like that.
Yeah.
That's me with vodka, though. Honestly, the only time I used to drink a fuck ton. Not bragging at all. I'm pretty sure it was borderline alcoholism in order to help me sleep at night. But, yeah, like... You and your friend bringing 2 12-packs each in, drinking those, and then killing the house beers definitely plays into a factor. But for some reason, every night that I would drink, I'd never have a problem. If I drink vodka, though, I don't remember the rest of the fucking night. Like, it could be a few shots of vodka, and then next thing
you know... Was this when you started in the Marines?
Oh, no. I found out afterwards. Well, actually, not afterwards. It was, ironically enough, when I started dating meth.
When... Oh, shit.
That's when I found out vodka was my fucking kryptonite.
Excuse me. We used to drink vodka when I first got into the Marine Corps. We would buy Smirnoff. Dude, this is how much, like, before Smirnoff got popular from the commercial, Smirnoff was like $10 for a fifth.
Yeah, it was pretty cheap vodka.
Yeah, and
it still is to me.
So honestly. We used to drink, we would buy the 6-pack box of Monsters, 16-ounce cans.
Oh, Jesus.
And we would drink, it was like, probably half the cup vodka and the other half was Monster. And we would go through that and then go hit up the strip club. Because that's what Marines do. Strip club, tattoos, drink.
Yep.
And probably fight, fuck, in those categories down the line. But the main categories is strip club, tattoos, drink.
Yeah, quite literally. We're walking stereotypes right now.
yeah, I know. After you bought that Mustang, I was going to say something about
that.
I
was like, it's bootastic. I know that.
Bootastic.
This is the upgrade from walking around and you're fucking, like, with your backpack on and your shirt tucked in. I have a Mustang now. Mind you, it's been about a little over 4 years since I've been in, and I was like, yeah, I want something other than my piece of shit Dodge Neon that screamed like a pig was raping a cat. But,
I don't know, man. I kind of, now I feel like I should go get a fucking Chrysler 300C. We could be bootastic together. yeah, man, like, I mean, other than that, I've been watching either, you know, Lucifer, obviously, Lethal Weapon, The Walking Dead. I watched this show that was, they put it on Netflix. Man, I watch Netflix all the time just for TV shows,
yeah.
And I get sucked into it because it's time killing. Yeah. So, like, on the weekends, if I don't want to do anything, I'll sit there and I'll watch TV shows. And I've been watching Van Helsing. It's a sci-fi show. It's with a woman in it.
I watched a few of those episodes.
It's pretty decent, man. Honestly, it's cheesy as fuck. Don't
get
me wrong.
It's a sci-fi channel TV show.
Yeah.
But, of course, they're going to fuck up the military guys. I mean, there's rarely ever a TV show that ever gets
the
fucking
Marines
right.
Oh, my God.
His
drop leg?
Oh, Jesus. That whole entire fucking get-up. Even if... I'll give him the excuse. He's been in the city for, like, what, a couple of years by himself?
Yeah.
Of course, he can go fucking OFP at that point, but... When you just keep going, like, playing that, I'm a Marine card. No real, Marine does that. I'm just saying.
The thing that I hated was his drop leg was down to his knee. And, like, I wear my drop leg up here because your natural pose is your
arms.
That's
a holster, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Drop leg holster.
People. Drop leg holster, I'm sorry. I wear mine up higher above my cargo pocket because it's quick, it's a natural.
Yeah.
if you stand natural, you're not going to have your arms past your knees. I mean, there's some guys...
Unless you're a fucking caveman.
Yeah, there's some guys that have fucking gorilla arms for some reason. Yeah. Oh, fucking. Dude, he looked like the goddamn worm from fucking Men in Black.
Mommy!
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I just... Like, the whole time I couldn't get over it. And, like, I was talking to another friend about it, and I was like, I can't get past the fucking drop leg. Because at work, I have a person, can't state names because I'm still working for the company.
Yeah.
I have a person that is or is not in charge of me that wears his drop leg down to his knee. And it drives me absolutely batshit insane because, like, I hate wearing the drop leg anyways because, like, in the summertime, you have sweat rings around where the straps are. And I hate drop legs regardless.
Plus, it's a like, you can bang on that thing all the
time. Oh, my God, dude. There's so many guns scratched up because of that goddamn thing. And it's just,
it's more for looks. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for if you're wearing a plate carrier that what we wear at work. And I got so used to wearing it that I just say, fuck it, I wear it regardless. But I hate it because the hip holster is the most natural placement. Yeah. Because even if you are standing still, and I think it has to do with a lot of, because we do a lot of cross training with police officers and stuff, is that if you stand and you keep your hand on your gun, you don't have to worry about somebody trying to come behind you and grab it.
Exactly.
The drop leg, I've seen weird how people wear it turned back behind their leg.
And how do you sit the fuck down?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you should actually have it where your arms naturally come down. So your arms don't come down at a weird side. They come straight down in front of your knees. So it should be more like right here.
Closer on the
like front. On the side of your quad muscle. More than like directly in front. Because I've seen a guy wear his like that. And I was like, how do you draw? Because you're just coming straight down like this. And I was just like, hey man, I can't make fun of anybody. Because like in the world of guns, if it fits you, it fits you. It doesn't fit me.
Exactly.
That's the reason why a lot of, like, in the world of gun now, lately, is that we switched to Molly for pretty much anything. Yeah, holsters are fucking change. Like mags.
My current holster right now, which is a Fox holster, you can literally adjust the clips on the sides. And I also opted for the invisible clips where it tucks underneath your belt. Like, this thing's a fucking nice piece, but, of course, I wear it appendix style, and I feel like I'm fucking... Yeah. Punching my kidney or bladder every time.
Same thing with this. I forget the name of the brand. I just bought it because I needed a concealed holster. It's made in NC, but the only problem that I hate is that it's a turn and pull.
Turn and pull one.
And
that just doesn't feel
It was natural. Like $60 for it. It was a decent holster. It's inside the belt line. I can wear it with my sweatpants. I can wear it like if I go to the gym or anything else in that nature. It's a decent holster. I don't mind it. The only problem is that I know in a situation where if I have to get into a gunfight, I'm going to have to kick somebody in the dick first before I pull my gun. Because you know your first reaction is going to be to pull straight.
Yeah, pull straight when you should actually pull to the side a little bit in order to...
That's the world of the gun.
Mind you, this is not sponsored by anything. We don't have any money coming from this. So the Dos Equis we drank, the Fox holster, anything else we say, we're not sponsored. So... Don't sue us.
Please. I mean, if Dos Equis wants to sponsor us, I'm more than happy to have you guys
sponsor
us.
Any beer company. Just send me
free
beer.
Any beer. Local beer, anything. Like, you know, I'm not saying much, but, you know, Stone Brewery, one of my favorite breweries. If you
Devil's Backbone?
You know, Stone, if you want to sponsor Stone, just say...
Intense.
No, but, yeah, like, you know, I've been doing a lot of training, outside, you know, I had to go back to carrying a gun and being part of the world of the guns. And I'd done a lot of training recently. And there's nothing, like, the one thing that I hate the most, and I think this is going to be my rant about this, is I really hate a lot of tactical videos. Oh, like, yeah. I'll watch Pat Mack.
You mean tactical videos?
Yeah, tactical videos. So I watch Pac-Mac and, you know, Travis Haley. I watch those guys. BCM, Bravo Company. I watch their videos when they talk about, like, actual guys have been in fucking gunfights. Now, like, you got your guys that, like, the damn Brazilian guy. Fuck that faggot. You got Chris Koska, who's never done anything. He just went to training courses. And, like, sometimes I feel like training is great. Like, I went to multiple SRT courses.
Yeah.
But I've never kicked in at a door in the civilian side or a crack house or something like that. So I can't go out and teach the course because I feel like I've never done it. Now, if you tell me to go teach people how to kick doors in and do CQB and fucking combat, then, like, okay, we can talk about that or talk about how, like, fighting terrorism.
Yeah, soft knocks, hard knocks, stuff like that.
But, so, yeah, like, soft knocks, hard knocks. I'm not a huge fan of the whole, like, I'm going to do a search warrant by bang knocking your fucking door down. Like, yeah, that's a violation of your Bill of Rights.
Altogether, yeah.
But, you know, but, hey, most cops know this, but there's nothing they can do about it because, you know, they all follow orders. And a lot of people, not to get off subject of it, but that's a different conversation if we want to talk about law enforcement, is that a lot of those guys that I went to training with are actually legitimately good fucking guys.
Yeah.
And, like, you could tell who's good guys and who's not good guys. And, yeah, they, of course, like, you know, it's the same thing when we did combat and shit, like, I was all about shooting a fucking javelin into a house.
God damn it. I wish I would have. I still wish I had shot the 50 at people. Like, they put me on the freaking turret of the MRAP, and I'm like, all right, I got the Mod Deuce in front of me. I'm like, please, 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 please. Never shot it. I'm like, I'm still pissed off. I've never shot a 50
when gun. When that bitch gets rocking, you better, like, not come to knocking. Geez, something cheesy like that, but no. I mean, like, you know, you get a bunch of fucking... First of all, you get a bunch of knuckle draggers together, and you put a bunch of knuckle draggers together, and all they want to do is fuck shit up. And it's great. Like, yeah. I enjoy it. But, you know, it's weird, like, when I see tactical videos, I really fucking hate them. You know, Pac-Mac, his tactical videos are not practical, and he says it too. I mean, they probably are practical in some sense, but when he goes climb a fucking rope and he's just doing time speed trials with him shooting, climbing a rope, throwing sandbags around, and that kind of shit, he's just getting his heart rate up. And what's practical about that is that in a combat situation, you're already, your heart rate's going about 120.
Yeah, your adrenaline kicked in. You're fucking already.
So you're you know, your senses are heightened, your heart's fucking pounding, and if you ever did any kind of those training, like, we can easily sit in front of a target and shoot all day. I can shoot all day like that.
It gets really boring, too.
Yeah, but if you ever, like, engage, like, get your heart rate going and try to engage, like,
Hey, if it sounds like we mute for a minute, I have a bladder of a 5-year-old, so I'm constantly going to take a piss. I'm pretty sure it's diabetes or something, but I don't fucking know. Not a fat
could
ass,
be,
whatever.
Could be AIDS.
Could be AIDS. Heard a sip of girlfriend ladies, whatever the fuck it was.
But what I was saying is that with you increasing your heart rate up, your accuracy actually drops down a lot, significant. And so it's important to train that way. Like, I get that point, but I hate a lot of these tactical videos because they're always doing some retarded shit that doesn't make any fucking sense with a gun. Like, you know, they try to, like, throw an elbow, pull from a concealed holster, fire from the side at your hip, and, like, you know, kind of fucking do cowboy-style shooting, do all these fucking crazy shit with the gun, and it's just like... Okay, let's actually put this in Murphy Law's standpoint. And if anybody doesn't know about Murphy Law's, anything can go wrong, will go wrong. Exactly. So you, like what I was explaining about my holster, I practice here and now then getting the count, getting the clockwise turn. I'll pull it like this. But if
you're
I
doing
get into
the jerk-off method, by the way.
Yeah. If I get into a situation where I have to pull my gun, my natural response is going to just be grab that motherfucker and pull it out as fast as I can. It's not going to be the thing that, like, I mean, if I get used to, I got to actually go to a range.
Yeah.
And, like, work on the whole, like, oh, fuck, I'm getting into a shit that now I got to twist and pull. Like, those are good. I'm not saying stop using your concealed method. I'm just saying throwing the elbow, eye gouge, fucking, like, kick to the shin and shit
Sprit,
like that.
Kick, fucking do
it. Yeah, like,
can.
Doing something in that nature doesn't make fucking any sense to do it before you're shooting.
My favorite is the videos where it's like, how to do a one-handed fucking draw or reload. Hey, just in case you're in a firefight, you might get shot in the arm, and you're going to have to be able to operate that fucking pistol with one hand. Dude, if I get shot in the arm, I'm not going to lie, all your stupid training is not going to kick in because I got shot in the arm. Getting shot apparently fucking hurts. You're not thinking.
Well, I mean, you're like, ah, I got shot in the arm.
I
mean, we've all seen it in combat. Even with the situation with me, I walked out of the fucking dust cloud when I got blown out.
Yeah, you don't fucking think of it until afterwards.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, shit, you're bleeding. And then as soon as you see blood, you're like, oh, my God, I'm fucking bleeding.
It's like, oh, so, fuck.
So if you get shot, yeah, like, I can, like, I've seen some trainings that are pretty cool. I've seen this one tactical video where it was actually teaching you, like, what to do, like, if you got shot in the leg, put a tourniquet on and going through the range and engaging in the fight. Yeah. Like, that, to me, that seems a little bit more, because how practical is that? Like, nobody trains about getting shot. Like, if you get shot in the hand, you can't use your right hand. They train you to put duct tape around it, you know, to close your hand off.
Put whatever you can on there, yeah.
Yeah, and shoot with your left hand. We did a lot of training in SRT school where it was a lot of left-handed or your opposite hand or whatever.
Yeah, and you should, if you are a shooter, you should know how to shoot with your left hand regardless.
Yeah.
I'm actually decent one-handed shot. For some reason, I can shoot better one-handed than two hands. I guess I fucking over-pull. I still need to put more range.
Well, I mean, it's just getting used to it. Like, I've done a lot of ranges. I'm not coming out and saying that I'm the greatest fucking person when it comes to ranges.
He is coming out saying he's the greatest fucking person.
No, is that what I learned about left hand is either you can put your hand on your chest and they engage. And what one of my sergeants told me was to actually close your right eye, because if your right eye, whatever your dominant eye is, and you're using your opposite hand. Not to say left-handed people suck, but they do. You're only 10%.
It's the wrong hand. Okay?
Yeah,
you got
yeah.
The right
well,
hand,
I mean,
hand.
They only have 20% in power tools, and they're the most injuries in power tool injuries. So that's a different fucking story. He was saying what you do is when you engage with your non-dominant hand, which is me using my left, is to close your right eye and use your left, because then your left will line up with your hand. And, you know, you can look through your targets that way, and you don't have to be like, oh, I got to move it over here. It'd be weird. So, but what I learned about the range is that if you use the gun and you're using both hands, is to roll it this way.
To your right.
Yeah, if you're
right-handed.
Yeah, so roll the gun, and you don't lose your grip. That's the whole point, is not losing your grip. Yeah. Because me going like this, that's losing my grip. So the guys were saying is because, you know, you never put your, like, if you hold your gun this way, right, just roll it to the left side or the right side, vice versa for your non-dominant hand, is to roll it and then put your thumbs on the opposite side so that it can, it keeps the same grip and you never lose your grip. Because mainly accuracy with pistol is grips.
Yes.
Is this your grip?
Yes. If you are shooting all over the place, you're probably not holding that damn thing right. A lot of things I see is people breathing. I see a lot of people jerking the trigger. Like I took Beth, my girlfriend. I took her out to shoot for the very first time, and well, it was with my shotgun, and it was only bird shot because that's what they allowed in the fucking range, but. The amount of time she jerked the trigger or had that thing, like, you gotta kind of wait for that shot to go off. You can't anticipate it. So, oh, I'm gonna push forward when it's blasting back. I mean, I'm a shitty instructor, so Ross is clearly saying it better than me. But amount of time seeing people that don't know how to shoot, it's pretty clear what's going on with it.
I think with a lot of people that don't know how to shoot guns or anything is that they, there's sometimes when I go to a range and, like, you know, lately I've been around so many gun ranges that I'm like, whatever, fuck it, doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? But, like, when you go to the range and the first time in a while, I don't care what anybody says, when you hear that first shot coming from somebody else, it gives you that little, like, oh,
that
shit.
Tingle.
And, you know, it's just, I mean, it's, some people are just, they get nervous, because when I go to these gun ranges and stuff, like, I still think about it, it's on my mind, like, gun safety is a key, man, like, especially, like, if you're training with police officer or whatever, blue on blue is not right, regardless of whatever we say, it's just, shooting another buddy is not right, you know what I mean, like, gun safety is key for us, like, there's a few times that I wouldn't say that I have had NDs, but I have moments where I'm like, oh fuck me, man.
No,
like,
I've actually.
Yeah, you actually
Ross
did.
Ross can attest to this. Thankfully, it was with a blank. I was boot. We were doing a.
Once you're done explaining your ND, I'll tell you about mine. Mine was with a lot.
I did not know you had an ND, so this is going to be something new for me too. But we're doing room clearing, like building clearing, everything like that. And I was so excited that I was telling another guy that.
No, that was actually on range 410.
Was it 410?
Yeah, it was 410.
I always forget the name of it. But,
you did the room clearing before.
No, I did the room clearing. But it was on room range. Then I was actually telling another of it was Joel, actually. I was telling one of my seniors, like, bragging about how I walked into this room and this guy was, pretending to be dead. And I shot him again, like, with blank and everything. I was so fucking happy, and I was trying to show off that the only thing is I didn't realize my rifle was still on fire. And for some reason, I squeezed the trigger. Blank went off, of course. If you know what a blank is, and with a military weapon, you have something covering the barrel so nothing actually comes out, and the barrel was also aiming directly at Joel's leg. So yeah, that I damn near shit bricks. I was a new guy.
The irony is Joel got shot in the leg.
Yes, the irony is he actually got shot in the leg later on. Holy shit, that never came to my head.
Oh man, do you remember my reaction?
Oh, yeah, you actually jacked me up against the wall at first, and then you talked to me like a man second. And I was so goddamn scared, because everything going through my head was, holy shit, I could have just killed somebody, I could have done all kinds of stuff. So, I was freaking the fuck out, rightfully so.
Dude, after it happened, I was just like, I just shook my head. Like, that's the only thing, I was just like, God,
you can't really do much.
Like, it was really bad because, like, the whole time in CAX, I was really trying to keep Hardesty as squad leader because it was my squad and I was manipulating him.
Everybody else was trying to get rid of him.
Yeah, and everybody else was trying to get rid of him, and I was just like, wait a minute, but if I keep Hardesty, he can promote me to, like, sergeant by the end of the deployment. Yes, Hardesty.
You should have explained that to us. For all you that don't know what we're talking about, We when we're training, we actually go to California shortly before we deploy to Afghanistan or wherever.
Yeah.
Where we do, like, basically desert training.
Mojave Viper, CAX, whatever it was before that.
Shithole fucking, you're going to die of dehydration if you fall asleep.
29 palms, if anybody has ever served in the Marine Corps knows about 29 palms. 1-7 in the 7 Marines or whatever. What's up? You guys are still gay. Anyways, so about my ND story, it happened about 2013.
Okay, that was actually
I've never had it in. I never had it in country.
That was after you got out.
Yeah. Okay. So never had it in the Marine Corps, which surprisingly, you remember when I almost fucking blew my knee out on fucking.
Yes, when you stepped in the hole and it fucking.
The coyote fell above me and you know my rifle was on a fucking 3-round burst. Yeah, and I rolled like this, and I'm like, somehow, like, in situations where I'm falling, I pray to God, knock on wood on this one, I pray to fucking God it never happened. Because this happened at Shield Course when I did Advanced Shield.
That was a live fire range, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, that's where,
Yeah, my thumb rolled the fucking thing, it was on fire the whole time. Anytime when I moved on the range, I never put it on safe, I always rolled.
You know, for the workup for the second deployment, there was an actual ND on that.
Damn.
If you remember Edmonston, he ended inside the back of a fucking 7-ton. Like, he actually ended inside before the fucker even started. God, just, like, kind of popped it off. So
anyways, back to my ND. So, I went down to the swamp to visit Joel. If anybody knows about Joel, Joel's my best friend. Joel's been my best friend since me and him told him to go fuck each other. We were kind of like pissed off at each other. And I'll have him on the podcast later on, and we can talk about that story. So I'm out there. I'm shooting his AK. And let's be 100% honest, man. AKs, if you've never shot AKs, are not the gun to shoot because you will ND if you're not used to it.
Good to know.
So I was fucking around, and I was just like, whatever, and like, I was getting ready to pull the trigger to come up, I was getting ready to put it in my shoulder and fire. As soon as I did, my finger slipped and pulled the trigger right into the ground.
Woo!
So, Joel, but also, I have to say this too, another thing, unless you live in the state of Kentucky, please do not mix alcohol with drink. It was shooting. Because guns and alcohol does not mix. And we learned this valuable lesson because I had an ND. And I still make fun of myself about it. And I don't fucking care what anybody thinks.
Triple what the fuck moment?
Yeah.
It was with the same guy that I ND'd on. Fucking a few years in the future, the same guy that fucking I shot a blank at.
Go figure. Go figure. It'd be like, you know, Joel
had people shooting them. Apparently.
Well, he wasn't anywhere near me. I was like, it shot right in front of me on the ground, and I was facing downrange. So I had a Travis Haley moment, and I was fucking around with it. Have you seen his ND video?
Is he the leg shoot?
No. Okay, not the guy that... No,
not the one that you just shot.
Do you not know who Travis Haley is?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, dude. I know, like, I'm not saying watch his videos, but he's actually he's a recon marine, did contracting with Blackwater and all these other places. And he was fucking around with an AK. And, like, how you're supposed to run with the safety and stuff, he said you're supposed to put your finger across, and there's a little indent in the...
You talking about in the trigger guard?
Yeah, in the trigger guard, there's a little indent where you can hold your finger straight across. Hmm. So you don't run like normal, I guess, like
when you... You don't have it on the side, you have it on the side.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So it's faster to pull... I don't know. He was explaining it, and his finger, he was pushing so hard, slipped and pulled the trigger. And he was just like, I just fucking ND'd.
By the way, the idea of, because we both ND'd, apparently, like I said, just learned it myself... it is the most embarrassing thing anybody that's ever thought themselves good with firearms. Like, it's the most embarrassing thing. That's like asking a girl out to a date and then she blasts you in front of the whole entire school. That's just
well, the they used to be embarrassing, but that's like the common thing to do.
Now we don't give a shit. Like, but, I'm trying to equate this to like, oh, yeah, you basically shit your pants out. At the fucking ball or some shit like that. It's one of those moments where it's just so goddamn embarrassing.
I mean,
then you get over it.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. Like, it was only a matter... If you fuck around with guns, I don't care what anybody says, you can sit here and say you're not going to ever have an ND, and you may not ever have an ND, but there's going to be people who's going to have NDs. And I wasn't really embarrassed with myself. I was more like, fuck it. Like, it was bound to happen. It would be the one common thing that a person like myself would have.
So it would equate more to, like, motorcycles, where they're like, it's not if you wreck, it's when you wreck.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's only because, you know, everybody else is, don't use fucking AKs, they're terrible guns. So
there's going to be a lot of people pissed off at us.
I don't really give a fuck if they're pissed or not. If they don't want to listen, hey, if you don't want to listen to anything that me and him says or said in the past or anything of that nature, just do me a favor. Unsubscribe.
Yeah, exactly. There, you don't need to yell at us. You don't have to get your
point. I mean, you can yell at us because all I'm going to do is just read your comments later on and just put you on blast.
Actually,
and
no.
That's actually going to be the funny thing to do is put it on comment segment.
Yeah, we have to have angry comments a category in this.
So please, all my Marine friends, please talk shit about me. I don't really care.
We will name you by name.
No, we can't really do that.
Okay, first name laws. Basis. Yeah, that's what we've been trying to do.
There's probably some laws. Other than that,
I don't want to get sued.
I mean, like I said, I've been going to a range a lot. I'm actually looking at buying a Glock.
Glocks are not bad. I mean, one thing that I wish I would have done was not upgrade it right away.
Yeah.
Like, I got the trigger. I got spring. No. Just try to stick with the original setup, and then, like, that way, not everybody changes out their Glocks. They don't change out all the shit, and they reduce the trigger pull. So, if you were in a no-shit, die-hard situation, you just grab the closest Glock you can. It's not going to be set up the way you would have yours. So, just learn from, like, how it is, and then change it.
Well, shooting my XD, like, I'm a Springfield guy. The problem is with Springfield, because coming from the outside in, the problem with Springfield is that there's not a lot of mod kits, and if there is, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I love Springfield. I love my Springfield. Like I said, I put about 2,000, maybe 3,000 rounds through it. I mean, I shoot it constantly, and I finally broke it in. And that, when you were saying that about modding it too early, the thing is about modding guns too early, is that you don't break it in. You don't get that good trigger squeeze because, like, I get it, man. Like, it's a Glock. Glock's aftermarket.
Yeah. And the trigger of a Glock is, like, it takes a minute to get used to. If you're used to shooting anything else, you got to kind of get the hang of a Glock trigger.
You got your night sights on them yet?
Oh, it's been on there, actually. When I bought this, I got the greatest fucking deal ever because I got it at a gun show. And it's got aftermarket Trigicon night sights, which are actually like $90 online.
Yeah, I
got
to get some of mine.
And this thing just like, it was used, but you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
And it's a Glock, so if anybody has a Glock, it's the AK of pistols. You can fucking beat the fuck out of this thing, and it'll still work.
No, I'll give them that. Like, Glock is really great. A lot of police departments down in North Carolina switching to Glock. I got a few friends on the law enforcement. Hey, shout out to a lot of the police departments down in North Carolina. Not going to really mention their names because I worked with quite a few, and I don't remember a lot of them. Your SRT guys are straightforward guys. Really enjoyed them. Thank you, guys. A lot of your narcotics team, thank you for the training. Smart guys. Like them. Not going to name names again, like I said, because I don't want them
to get getting in trouble, essentially.
So, but, I mean, I like Glock. The only time I've ever shot a Glock, I'll be honest with you, I like the way the Glock looks.
You are one of the few. A lot of people, the biggest complaint of the Glock is that's an ugly handgun.
No, I like the slender look to it, but the thing is that the Glock that I actually like that I'm looking at buying is a Glock 17 or a Glock 19.
Glock 19, 9mm.
I really like 9mm. I have actually switched from 45 to 9mm just because the round's cheaper.
Yeah.
And the capacity.
That's one of the things that I regret, kind of. I went 40 cal because I got the Glock 23. I wish I would have went 9mm because I thought the slightly bigger round might be a little bit better, but
it's the same round. It's just
a little
slower.
Bigger. Yeah, it's slower. I mean, it's got a little more impact to it, but
yeah, I like my Springfield 9mm. Glock is a great gun. I think overall it's just I like the look to it. XD, I like the look to it too. It's a little rugged. The Mod 2s is a lot better than the Mod 1. I'm going to be honest. The Mod 2s, if you ever never shot an XD, you might want to go with Mod 2 because they added the Trigicon front sight. You can get the rear sights to it. I think the XDM, which is supposed to be the full size or whatever, comes with a threaded barrel.
XDM? Yeah. No, my a buddy of mine just got an XDM that's a 9mm. That thing is fucking huge.
Yeah.
No threaded barrel, but I even told him afterwards, like, I wouldn't have bought this because it's a giant fucking handgun for a 9mm.
Well, I mean, honestly, with my big-ass hands, if...
No, I mean, the barrel length and everything.
Well, you got to look. My big-ass hands, this looks like the goddamn Noisy Cricket.
Noisy Cricket was a badass fuck.
Yeah.
I would have taken a Noisy Cricket in a heartbeat.
It's kind of like... I don't know. I like XD. I think it's a great gun overall. I think Glock's a great gun. Kind of look at it. I think it's...
Well, the next one that I'm going to be going to, like, next handgun I'm going to probably be getting is a M&P Shield 9mm. I've shot a few of them. They are tiny, but god damn, those things are nice.
Well, there's also a few problems with... There's a couple people there that work with me had the M&Ps, and... I can shoot 200 to 300 rounds with my XD.
Yeah.
Put lube in the beginning, and that's it. They have to re-lube their gun if it's a non-stop shooting range. I mean, it's just one of those, but you know what?
But it's a pocket gun, essentially. I can actually fit that in my pocket.
Yeah.
It's meant for just straight-up concealed carry. I mean, I can still carry my Glock right now, and it's a medium-size... I mean, it works if I wear the right clothes. It can be very uncomfortable in certain spots, but I've put a XD M&P Shield in my pocket, and they had the little pocket clips on there.
Yeah.
I'd probably end up doing that.
I mean, honestly, my opinion about them, I don't really know much about them, but I've just seen what other people shoot with them, and I've seen double feeds, jams, and everything else. So I'm not saying I wouldn't go to them. I'm just saying it all depends on the person, honestly. Like, don't get me wrong. I clean my gun religiously, But at the same time, if I'm shooting 2 days in a row or 3 days, I'm going to clean it, but I'm going to just put lube on it because I'd rather have it dirty and let it fire.
Yeah. And the great thing about Glocks is you barely have to clean
them. I fucked around with some of the machine guns guys with the weapons company on our first deployment. Fucked around with the saw. The reason why Corey's saw never went down because I told him to put dirt in it.
And nobody ever fucking told me, and they constantly told me to clean that bitch.
No.
They're like, a clean saw is a good working saw. My saw jammed so fucking much, it's retarded.
You need dirt in that motherfucker. I'm sorry, but like, in the beginning, yes, when you fire first couple rounds, you gotta use a lot of lube. I'm a strong believer in putting a shitload of lube.
Oh, yes. Lube is always good for every situation.
When I shoot my fucking AR, I shoot a shitload of fucking lube into it. And then, like, if I shoot 200 to 300 rounds through that motherfucker, it's completely pretty much caked. But I think we're going to wrap it up this week. And we'll get a hold of you guys the next time, I guess.
Yeah, and when... in the future, we'll get a Facebook page up, so we'll be like, hey, contact us on that shit. Just, it's a conversation more than a us just talking to you. So if you want to bitch or anything like that, please, please get a hold of us. We'll get up on here next time and, like, read it off, kind of embarrass you in front of everybody that listens, and we'll go from there. But, all right, well, I'm out of here. We'll go through the Facebook shit later, all that.
All right. All right. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Later.